WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to the 51st installment of Mortuary Mosh Pit, which feels weird to say. Did not think I would get this far, especially, but here I am nonetheless. Now, today's episode is nothing too particular, I'll say. There was a bit of a rough patch near the end of last semester where I wasn't able to really attend to the show very much. And then also, I guess, there was a kind of a rough patch in the beginning of this semester, being that last week all classes were canceled because of a huge snowstorm that hit the East Coast, at least. I don't know if it hit anywhere else. I mean, probably somewhere next to the East Coast. So I was expressing rational judgment by not coming into the studio, which is like a 20-ish minute walk from my dorm, especially when at that point in the snow removal process, they had not paved the crosswalks. They had paved a good amount of the sidewalks, but crosswalks, those were just guarded by mountains of snow for a little bit. So, I mean, I had to stay in my dorm for like 4 days. I mean, so I got there like maybe halfway through Friday and then Saturday, and I left on Tuesday. So 3.5-ish, maybe probably 4 rounded days straight where I was just in the dorm. It was very, very surreal. Felt like I was in a loading screen permanently, especially because I had no work to do or assigned from the semester yet because I hadn't even gone to any classes. So that was a peculiar time. I got a lot of stuff. I mean, I got stuff done in the realm of I got things done that weren't like I had stuff. I got stuff done that during a period of time when I did not have anything to do, which I believe makes sense. Also trying to log into Spotify. I might have accidentally clicked out of it. And when, oh yeah, everything is lined up. Okay. Like I was saying, oh yeah. And the extent of that, what I mentioned was basically just doing sewing and, trying not to lose my mind, I guess. That's usually the two things. That's usually what I try doing, for most evenings, I'd say. And with that prologue out of the way, I can start diving into what this episode will sound like. I don't know. I guess sight is subjective, maybe. I think I might have heard that once. Now, this is also something about to note that my Spotify liked songs for some reason, and I'm still trying to pin down fully, I tend to have like black metal songs that I would probably play on this show. I have those liked in between almost like phases of the music I was listening to. So sometimes if I'm really into an artist, I don't know, I got back into System of a Down recently. And sometimes it'll be the music that I was that I liked was a handful of songs from various black metal artists. And then it'll be my System of a Down phase. Before that was Slipknot phase. So a lot of these, at least for these or the ones that are going, the tracks that we supply for the following episodes are going to be just interspersed what I found over the break. So that's, I guess it'll be pretty diverse, I'd assume. But this one, episode seems to be focused more a bit on the black gaze, post-black metal side of it, which is, of course, a popular subgenre. So I am not, I didn't plan it that way, but I don't think it's enough. I don't think it has enough cohesion to be its own theme, especially because I didn't plan it, but it is enough to point out, I'll say. So the first track I'll be playing, also I should notice these are pretty long songs. I mean, not crazy long, 15, 20 minutes. They're more just in the realm of 7 and 8. So the first song will be Chryseridia. It's C-H-R-Y and then Ceridia, from the artist Oculi Melancholiarum. Damn, it took me 3 seconds. Took me 3 tries. Because I was thinking of decorum, but it was more in the auditorium sort of way. Now, and then the other artist, it's also a collaboration of a song between that artist and one named Nostalgia, but it's spelled where it's Nostalgia. It's a bit of a homophone there. So, and they're from, that's from the album Antheria. And if I remember right, these are, I don't, let's see, they do not have, they're not mentioned anywhere yet. Oh, interesting. But they have a lot of really cool stuff on their discovered on profile for their Spotify, so I might be looking to those. Second will be one that's in German, and you'll find that, because I don't know how to speak German, Wender Himmel Zerbricht the First, I think, is how you say that, from the album of the same name, except it isn't the first, so it's the album is a culmination. Oh, no, it's not a culmination. It's just there's a track named the first and then the second. But I did Google how to say the name of the artist, which is Lebensangst, which I believe just means, like, fear of life in German. Like, I knew, I don't know, I mean, the only, like, German word that I really knew was, like, Lebensraum, but that's because from history class, so. So, yeah, I made sure. I mean, it's not a very good first impression, I think, but it's seems valid nonetheless. And then the other, that'll, let's see, I'll round off this, the first segment, with the next track in a language that I also don't know how to speak. So it's a Tra Bio e Fulgor, Bio being B-U-I-O, from the artists Fugit and Oscura Metrica from their album Dream Shelter. I don't know whose album is this? It's Fugit's. Okay. I guess it's kind of hard to say. From the album Dream Shelter. Together, that'll be approximately 20 minutes, so I'll be back after those three. Again, that is Crescidia by the artists Oculi Melancholiarum, Nostalgia, followed by Wender Himmel Zerbricht the First by Lebensangst, and then ended by Tra Bio e Fulgor. See you in about 20 minutes. And welcome back. That just was, God, I gotta say it again, Tribuyo y Fulgor, I think that's how you say it, from the artists Fugit and Oscura Metrica from Fugit's album A Dream Shelter. Before that was the very German name of Wenderhimmel Zurbricht, I believe it is, from the artist Lebensangst, which means fear of life, I believe, in German, from the album of the same name, mostly, except it just doesn't have a one in front of it. And then Chrysidia, from the artists Oculi Melancholierum, yes, and Nostalgia, from the album Anthrea. You probably pronounce everything like five different ways, so I think I'm fine with what I did. So following will be, let's see, got 30 minutes left. Okay, following let's say two, I guess. Yeah, make sure I can fit another segment in here. So the first one will be a very long title of Eternal Desolation Within the Womb of Darkness by the project Never Breath, from their album The Arterial Void. And next after that will be Not Ready to Die by Askeezy, from their album Choice I've Never Had. Together, those will be about 16 minutes. So I'll meet with you after those two. We can talk about them a little bit, probably. Hope to see you right after that. Thank you. Welcome back. That just was Not Ready to Die by Askeezy. And before that, the one starting off this segment will be Eternal Desolation Within the Womb of Darkness by Neverbreath. Jeez, that is a lot to say. Okay, have more time than I thought. So, also should mention from the album The Arterial Void. Should it mention that? Now, interesting. I do have more time than I expected. So, I will first begin with saying that I'll be playing a PSA before the end of this speaking segment. That should be expected. I've done one, I think, every time. Hopefully every time. It's part of the policy here. Let me just pick out something that would be good to fill the gap in of, like, 5 minutes. Perfect! This is actually one artist that I was getting into right before I started this episode. Never mind, it's already in there. My bad. I'll do this other one then. Sometimes being an artist, which I guess is what this is called, is about compromise and about thinking on your feet. So that's good. So in a result of me thinking on my feet, the last segment of this show will be a combination of two songs. God, these are long names. One of them, I should probably, in the course of having this improv-tastic segment intermission, I did not have the time to translate. Never mind, I got it. So the first song that'll be for this segment is A Lonely Heart by Self-Destruction in Your Dreams, which is a project from Japan. They're still technically together right now. I don't think they will be in like 2 months. So check back on that, I guess. But I like their stuff, so I'm playing them here. And then the following song will be Hundido, which is apparently means sunken in a language. Genuinely don't know. But the artists are, damn, it's three artists. It's Angst, Destruction in Your Dreams, which I already did mention, they were part of the first song, and The Depressic, which I believe I have played. So those are your next two songs with three different artists. Interesting. Yeah, hope you enjoy this PSA first, though. Watch out for those PSAs, they'll get you every time. Watch out for next week's episode, because it'll probably happen, like how weeks do.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Before I start this next song, Hundido is Spanish for the word sunken. Thanks.
Thank you. 君は僕がいなくても幸せになれるんだ。きっときっと僕は今から星になって君を照らすよ。さよならの時だね。
Thank you.